joining us now to talk more about President Biden's gun-related executive actions, what it means for gun owners and gun control advocates here in Arizona, is Mark Victor, a defense attorney who has worked on numerous firearms cases. Mark, thanks for joining us early here. One of Biden's orders has to do with ghost guns. They don't have serial numbers. They're not subject to background checks because they're assembled at home. Do these kind of guns concern you, and have you ever heard of a murder being committed with one?
Hey, Jim, great to be back on your show. And look, everybody who is reasonable is for some amount of gun control, right? I mean, we don't want people who are convicted of murders and sentenced to prison to be able to say, look, I have a right to a gun, or 8-year-olds to say, I have a right to a gun. So the question is, what types of things can we do in our country to try, and of course, we're never going to succeed perfectly, but to try to keep guns out of the hands of people who are not peaceful, competent, adult-type people. And so this thing about ghost guns, I don't know how this is going to help towards that end, right? I mean, it's reasonable to say, if you've got a history of violent felonies or something like that, you can't have a gun. If you're not competent, you can't have a gun. But look, people get guns, right? We have laws against murder, and people keep murdering other people. So we need to be realistic about what we're actually able to accomplish here. And laws against ghost guns and stabilizing braces, these things aren't going to get us any closer to a rational policy on guns. And when you keep passing crazy laws out of Washington that are not connected to reality, this is what fuels, I guess, the anger on the side of reasonable, competent, responsible gun owners.
We're talking with Valley Defense Attorney Mark Victor with the Attorneys for Freedom law firm, talking with us about the executive actions on guns that President Biden's expected to roll out today. And that comes right after Arizona Governor Doug Ducey just signed a bill into law. He says proactively bans state and local law enforcement from enforcing federal gun laws, the rules and the regulations that come down from the feds that would fly in the face of the Second Amendment. Does this new state law change anything? And what effect will that have on any of the Biden executive actions taken today?
Well, I think it's going to have some effect, right? I mean, to be fair, the feds, they can't enforce everything. They just don't have sort of the behemoth yet federal criminal justice system to handle every single violation of federal law. So in some, to some extent, they depend on help from state officials. So I think, you know, to be fair, they can still enforce some. I mean, there are lots of prosecutions still. ATF brings prosecutions to U.S. attorneys, and they bring them, and people get charged. I represent people all the time in federal court. But on the other hand, the feds can't force the states to do things, especially without funding them to do those things. I mean, we had some 10th Amendment cases back. Some people will remember Sheriff Mack took a stand here in Arizona, went to the Supreme Court, and accomplished some things. So I think it's a reasonable position. I think it's a little bit more than symbolic. But is it going to solve the problem? No. We got to get our heads around what's reasonable in terms of guns. And so hopefully reasonable people will speak out on this issue, and there are unreasonable people on both sides.
We're talking with Mark Victor, a defense attorney here in the Valley who's worked on numerous firearms cases. So what's your top advice for gun owners right now who might be concerned the government is going to go for their firearms here? Does any of the executive actions today give anybody the ability to take your guns?
Look, I think we got a lot of problems in our country, and a lot of them are connected, right? I mean, we're never going to be able to stop crazy people from getting guns and doing crazy things with guns. We can do our best to stop that from happening, but we got to be realistic about it. We got problems dealing with mental health in our country. We got parenting problems in our country. We really need to spend more attention there to try to stop people from resorting to taking guns and doing crazy things with them. So if you're a gun owner, my advice to you, be a responsible gun owner. Don't go out and be a statistic for the other side to say, look, we got this huge problem with guns. Be one of the responsible, competent, adult gun owners who's a safe person who understands the law. If you're going to carry, as I say often when I speak at the gun shows, don't be an idiot with a gun. Be responsible and be conservative and know what the law is.